Standing across from Independence Mall, Gail Amon says she doesn't want government resources going to care for the children detained in the U.S. or to legally represent them.
I want our people taken care of. We're being neglected.
She carries a sign which reads, Americans need jobs. Others with her held signs saying, no amnesty, and calling the influx of Central American kids an invasion. While she was speaking, Robert Brand stood a little to the side, repeating that Amon was talking about children. He criticized what he calls a cynical move by the political right to scare Americans.
Our job is to protect children. And the fact that these children came from 500 miles from our border doesn't matter. The job of adults is to protect children.
Advocates for the immigrants, who had quickly organized a response to the planned demonstration, ended up outnumbering the protesters by about 10 to 1. Standing in that crowd, Celia Mota from Mexico expressed the conflicted feelings of some Latino immigrants who may not have been affected by the gang violence of Central America over children making such a dangerous journey over so many borders. It puts them at risk, she says, not only of the coyotes, but of the drug traffickers. It's too big of a risk. More than 40,000 Central American children have made the trip this year, only to be detained at the border. Many others have been turned back by authorities in Mexico. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.